Good afternoon. The date is July 5th, 2016. The time is 12:06 p.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Tuesday afternoon, because time is after the noontime hour here by about coming up on 7 minutes now. And I've just got done mowing the lawns. And they're short. They're like a putting green, I guess. Thanks to my John Deere LA-130 riding lawnmower that I'm sitting on right now doing this audio. And it's about, it's as I look over my right shoulder at the thermometer on the garage, it's about 100, or no, it's no, that's 90. It's in between 80 and 100, so it's not, about 90 degrees out, Fahrenheit, humid. We've got thunderstorms coming in and wet weather coming in over the next couple days, and had a great 4th of July yesterday. I was almost tempted to go ahead and mow the lawns yesterday, but I was enjoying myself too much just hanging out in the backyard that they really didn't need to be mowed. But I know right after this rain, usually the case is when it rains, everything grows by about an inch or two, especially the corn, and which actually from yesterday probably grew another 2 inches overnight, it seems. But the grass didn't really grow that much over this last week because I cut it short and tight, and did the same thing around. And actually doing that last week probably saved me about 45 minutes worth of time, because it usually takes me, if it's thick, it'll take about 2.5 hours to mow all the lawns. I got about probably on the, let's see, what do we have? We have, I think I said this before in a previous audio, back, what is it, last year or sometime, that I mow probably the equivalent, I would say about maybe 2 acres, thereabouts. I don't know, maybe 1.75 acres to 2.25 acres, given all the lawn, because I drive down the side, the back 2.5 acres there that I have in the back there, that's part of the cornfield out back and stuff. So, and so I enjoy riding around on the riding lawnmower, mowing the lawn. It's one of the things that it actually relaxes me and stuff, because it's sort of like I try and cut the grass such that the grass clippings, I sort of blend them in, because I've been told, and I've been as well as looked, did some research, that if you can return your grass clippings, if they're short and stuff like that, they actually act as a natural fertilizer for the grass that's growing there. So, but the lawn is looking very nice, and on my second day off from the day job, I've got the afternoon to where maybe I might take a nap. Might is a key word there, because I've been up early. I got my radio show posted up there on Mixcloud. The link is over there on my Twitter timeline there, at Fireman Rich. And I got a lot of good 8 songs, rock and roll, my list of songs this week from this want-to-be radio DJ, and I have fun with it. I get up early, get the coffee going, and puddle around on the computer desk. And so we got some cloudy weather. It looks like we got thunderstorms coming in from the west there, and I guess the area could use the rain. I got to make sure I water the tomato plants, because they're starting to grow some flowers. They've got on each plant, there's a couple flowers, so should be having some tomatoes. And I feel like a regular farmer, given this, doing this audio here on my John Deere tractor. And what is it, 100 series is on the label here, with engines manufactured exclusively for John Deere. And I'm wondering if it is a Briggs & Stratton. It's a Briggs & Stratton and high performance technology or whatever. We get this serviced. We actually went to a different place to get it serviced. John Deere every 2 years we take it in, we have it brought into the shop there, the lawnmower shop, and have it oil changed and blade sharpened and a few nuts and bolts tightened here and there. And we used to take it to a John Deere place until I heard about this other place. It's called Power and Paddle on Route 96 outside of Owego, New York. And I actually saved half amount. I couldn't believe the bill. I said, is this for real? And I told them how much I was being paid. And he said, no, they're ripping you off. And I guess the Power and Paddle folks there, they actually picked it up and took care of it and brought it back, and it looked like a brand new lawnmower. And this is like about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, at the beginning of the lawn mowing season, because this is the first lawn mowing for July, isn't it? Yeah. So I'll probably mow it again. I guess I'm on the cycle, the Tuesday cycle and stuff, unless I get motivated to do it a little bit earlier. But the missus doesn't really care for me tooling too much around on the riding lawnmower, because it burns up some gas there. But gas is down low. It's currently, what did I see at the gas pump? About $2.32 to $0.37 U.S. So that's for a U.S. gallon. I know over there in the U.K. and Europe, they sell it by the liter. And I think they also do that in Japan, if I remember right. When we lived over there, my last 3 years in the Air Force, United States Air Force, we're over there in the suburbs of Tokyo, and I think gas was a lot higher over there than it was in Europe by about a dollar, maybe. It just seemed like it was high for a liter. What you would pay for a liter over in Europe and over in Japan, that's what we're paying for a gallon. So I can't complain too much. It has come down. And as long as it stays, I was saying last year at this time it was up around, it was about 45 to 50 cents more. So I can live with that. Of course, about a dollar, almost half of what you pay for gas goes to state and federal taxes anyway. So they're making sure they get their dollar. So, but I'm going to go ahead and put the tractor away, the riding lawnmower, I should say, and go ahead and clean up and then have some lunch and then just kick back for the rest of the day. So I got a good start for this Tuesday, my second day on a day off from the day job. And I start another work cycle tomorrow. So you all have a good one wherever you may be. I'm enjoying doing the audios. I'm sort of thinking, what can I do for an audio? And then when I was riding around, I was like, wait a minute, I can take a picture of the lawnmower here and talk a little bit about it. So that's my story for the day. Mowing the lawn. Y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.